Hello today and welcome back to another episode of Start Living Sustainable. We're continuing this conversation about nurturing wellness in your home. Keep in mind that a big part of what we have to do as women is to take care of ourselves, take care of our families, and to safeguard and protect our homes, right? Now, this modern world that we live in is full of stress. We are under a lot of pressure. And so today I really want to break down how stress is affecting us and how we can manage it so that we can actually create this wellness mindset that's going to carry us through all the things that we have to do. So let's jump into today's episode. Hi friends, welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. So I'm going to share 5 stress reduction strategies that's going to help you unwind and protect your family, and so that you can live a healthier life today and tomorrow. But before I do, I just want you to know that it's not an accident that you're here listening to this episode. Questions have been coming in, and I want to be able to answer all those questions, but it's only one of me. So I've started a waitlist that I am going to open up to those that are serious about joining us and getting on a wellness journey that's going to make a difference in their lives. And I'm going to leave that information below for you so that you can join me and we can have a one-on-one personal conversation about your particular health concerns, and we can build this program, we can build this plan that's going to work for you. Now, let's talk a little bit about these strategies, some of which you can put into place right away. And I know that stress is a big part of my life, just like I'm sure it is for you. We live in this modern world where there's so much for us to do and responsibilities that we have to take care of. And for me, it's sometimes really challenging to be able to juggle all the things that has to be done. I'm one of those people that like to check off every day those to-dos. And if I get to the end of the day and I haven't checked them all off, I get a little stressed out and I know that I'm going to have to add those to tomorrow's to-do list. And the thought of that piling up on me can be a little overwhelming. I'm sure that you probably have experienced something similar. We have so much to do, especially as entrepreneurs, as businesswomen, as moms. Even if you're working, it's so much to juggle that we sometimes get stressed out. Now, I will say that statistics is showing that the consequences of stress on our health as Americans is staggering. A recent report reveals around 3/4 of adults said their health has been impacted due to stress in the last 30 days, including experiencing headaches, exhaustion, fatigue, feeling nervous or anxious, or feeling sad and depressed, or even feeling overwhelmed and noticing changes in their sleeping patterns and habits and just worrying constantly. These are some of the reports that are coming in that's impacting our health and well-being. It seems stress and the pressures we deal with in our life is all around us. And more than 1 in 10 that were surveyed said they have been using alcohol, cigarettes, or drugs to relax. And some of the common health issues caused by chronic stress are heart disease, diabetes, mental health disorders, and the list goes on. So let's talk about the first strategy that you can put into place. This is a quick stress buster for immediate relief. And this may sound simple, and it is, but the first strategy is to just breathe. Take a deep breath in for 4 and hold it for 7. Let it out slowly for 8. If you practice this whenever you find yourself in a tense or stressful situation, any time of day, it will help relax you and calm you down. Practice this breathing exercise anytime you feel stressed out or tense. You can also just stretch. I stand up from time to time, step away from my computer, and I just lift my hands and I stretch as high up as I can. I will sometimes lower my chin to my chest and just rotate my head around in a circle to relieve stress. Many times we hold stress in our head and our shoulders and our muscles get tense. So we need to do these exercises to relax. Make sure that you talk to your doctor before starting any exercise program. You can also do some unexpected, just imagining a calming scenario. Maybe when you were on vacation, laying at the beach, or just listen to music that may help relax you. I love listening to this 10-minute podcast called Encounter. It helps to remind me to take moments throughout my day to focus on some wisdom from above and acknowledge my Creator, who's bigger than any of the stressful situations that I'm dealing with throughout the day. And it changes my limited perspective, and I find my peace there. The second strategy that you can implement is mindfulness. Mental wellness, and it's just cultivating a mindset of wellness. Changing your thought patterns is vital to reduce stress, and even praying can make a difference. It can change things for you. So remember to disrupt negative thinking and get out of the habit of what ifs. It can make you feel like you're out of control, and it plays into fears and worst case scenarios. And that's not where you want to be. What you can do instead is imagine the best possible scenario and dwell on that. Can you see yourself helping to make this possible scenario happen? Change your mind and your focus on what you want to happen, not what you fear may happen. Another thing you can do in terms of cultivating a wellness mindset is journaling for stress relief. Write down 3 things that you're grateful for. Think about it and write those 3 things down on a piece of paper. And don't judge yourself harshly or compare yourself with others. You know, some people are better at dealing with stress and uncertainties than others, so don't beat yourself up if your stress tolerance is lower than your friends. Remind yourself that it might take a little time for the stressful situation to resolve, and be patient with yourself in the meantime. The third strategy is to tweak your environment to reduce stress. And when I say that, I'm talking about reorganizing, moving things around, decluttering your personal space to help clear your mind. I can't stress to you the importance of creating a calming atmosphere using colors, lighting, and even plants to create a relaxing space that you spend a lot of time in. Colors are really vital in setting the mood. Blue, for instance, is a very calming color. Shades of green are calming. And also, keep in mind that in your environment that you tweak, think about the digital detox strategies to reduce the screen time. I love how my phone will let me know how much time I spend on it on a daily and a weekly basis. That kind of puts me in check. So keep that in mind and take control where you can. Research shows us that taking action over aspects of our lives that are within our personal control can feel empowering and help us mitigate stress over things that are out of our control, that we have no control of. For example, even volunteering and community involvement can help people feel more connected and in control over their futures. In fact, research has found that people who volunteer may live longer than those who don't. So be willing to help someone else because that in turn can help you. The fourth strategy is the lifestyle change, which is more long-term in terms of stress management. Nutrition is a big part of that. And of course, you can't do all of this in terms of nutrition overnight, but certain foods can combat stress. And you can also consider supplementing with vitamins because I believe they are essential. Now, avocados and wild catch fish are really high in omega-3 fatty acids. So those are good for helping keep your stress at bay. I keep a bowl of almonds, walnuts, and pistachios, which are really high in vitamin B and a good source to help fight off stress. I keep those on my desk all the time, and I munch on them as I'm working throughout the day. Also, physical activities, as you know, like walking or dancing or any forms of exercising can actually help reduce stress. So figure out ways to keep your body moving. Also, you want to get a good night's sleep. Nothing can beat a good night's sleep. I shared some tips in episode 31 for enhancing sleep quality that actually can reduce stress in your life. And I will leave the link to that particular episode, which was last week, for you to listen to so you can actually implement those steps as well. The fifth and the final strategy for reducing stress is building a support system. It's important that we're proactive in terms of our health and implementing strategies to prevent stress-related issues. A lot of that is on us, especially as women who are taking care of our husbands, or taking care of our families, or just taking care of ourselves. You want to look for social and community support and helping you manage the stress in your life. And I encourage you to join our private Facebook group. I'll leave the link below. Ask for help when you need it and be willing to invest in your health because it is, like I said earlier, the most valuable asset that we have been given. Always remember that there is someone that you can communicate with who cares about you. And when you're overwhelmed and stressed out, reach out to that person, whether it's a virtual community or someone that you know personally. Build and maintain healthy relationships, and don't hesitate to email me at support@startlivingsustainable.com. Again, that's support@startlivingsustainable.com for your personalized wellness plan. Also, part of that outreach or community is to see your doctor for regular health checkups. And I encourage you, don't wait, but implement these result-producing stress reduction strategies today. That was a long one. It's really about taking preventative health measures, and it's about you getting in front of any health concerns now rather than later. So just to wrap this up, I want you to take these key strategies, all five of them, and consider implementing them one at a time this week. The quick stress relief exercises, the breathing exercise, cultivating a wellness mindset, tweaking your environment to reduce stress, considering those long-term lifestyle changes that will help you manage the stress that's a part of your life, and lastly, to build a support community. I invite your feedback and stories on how you manage stress. And next week, we'll continue the conversation. We're going to take a slightly different turn. And so you'll have to join next week to listen in. And don't forget to become a sustainable insider today by signing up at support at startlivingsustainable.com for more health tips and advice on safeguarding your home and your family's well-being. Again, that's support at startlivingsustainable.com. And I also invite you to join our private Facebook group for tips and support getting started on your wellness journey. And tell a friend who is also health conscious to tune in here at Start Living Sustainable. Thanks for joining me today, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.